Module 7, Lesson 1. What is a settling method and why do we use one? All settling methods are based on the principles of behavioral psychology, which follows this general approach. Number 1, we identify behavioral patterns, such as sleep associations or the parent-child interactions that are reinforcing unwanted behaviors. Number 2, we break these connections between cause and effect. Number 3, we create new behavioral patterns. And number 4, we continue to reinforce and encourage those new patterns. By implementing a new settling method, you are changing the way that you respond to your child at bedtime, which basically enables them to develop new and more sustainable sleep associations. For example, in the past, your child's issues may have been reinforced by your response, which created a learned habit around sleep. For example, the child cries out and gets nursed. The child protests in bed, is rocked to sleep. The child plays in the crib, the parent interacts with them. The child stands up in the crib, and the parent lays the child down. So if those reactions to a certain behavior is repeated multiple times, it creates a link in the brain between the behavior and the response, and so your child will expect that same response, such as rocking to sleep, every single time they act a certain way, such as when they protest against bedtime. The settling method provides you with a consistent and loving way to respond to your child when they're upset at bedtime and create new behavioral patterns as they unlearn sleep habits that are no longer helpful for them. The main goal of all of the settling methods is to ultimately get you out of the room so that your little one can fall asleep and connect their sleep cycles completely independently. That means that regardless whatever settling methods you use, you will steadily decrease your involvement when putting your baby to sleep in order to encourage more independent settling and your child's ability to connect sleep cycles.